we read the Gemara about what Yehovah is above El, and we noted that seemingly the Maskana of the Gemara is that without smicha, based on shlichusayu, two conditions need to be met in order to be Yehovah. Number one is chisankis, and number two is shchiach. So we're going to begin with the Rambam Shita in Parakeh, focus on heaven, starting with Halacha Ches. Dine knasos, kegon gzelos v'chavalos v'teshlo mekefel v'teshlo me'arav chamisha v'haones v'amefatek yotze v'hayan ein danin osam el asoshim uklen. So it starts off dine knasos. We're not going to Babel without smicha. He says gzelos v'chavalos, as we discussed yesterday, gzelos v'chavalos can't be that literal, because the truth is you are govag gzelos, as the Rambam says later on, the Karen of Gzelos at the very least. That's in Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud Gimel. And in terms of Chavalos, you are sometimes Gove Chavalos, as we'll see shortly, namely, at the very least, Sheves and Ripoy. So it has to be more limited. We discussed yesterday Tosis and Mahalech, the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam, Lech Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah, give different possibilities. So, but anyway, the point is that knasos were not gove without shloshes muchen. Avol shar dinei mamonos kegon hodos avos enen svichen mamcha el afilu shloshes adiotos afilu echad mamcha dan osan lefikach danen behodos avos kiosi bahen bechutz la'aretz. Af al pi shein based in shachutz la'aretz Elohim shlichos based in Eretz Yisrael osin ven lan rishos la'adon dinei knasos b'shlichusan ein danen based in Shachutz La'aretz, El Dvaram Tzuyim Tamid, Yesh Mekusankis, like the Rambat, like the Gemara says, you need these two conditions. Kegon, Odos Alvaz, Umazim Alon Chavero. Aval, Dvarim, She'en Metzuyim, Afal Pi, She'esh Bahem Chisam Kis. Kegon, Behema Shechavla Bechaverta, something that isn't Matzui, even though there's a Chisam Kis, like Behema. Now, later on, it's clear that this does not so true, because he says you pay She'en Veregel. So presumably over here, he must mean Karen. Karen is not Matsui, even though there's a Chisaron Kis. Oh, Dvarma Matsuyin. Aval Ein Ben Chisaron Kis. Kegal Teshlomei Kefel. So then, Ein Dan No Sam Chutz La'aretz. Lachen Kol HaKnaso SheKansu Chacham Mitochei L'Chaveir V'Soter Es Chaveir Rokiyot Zibahen Ein Gov No Sam Dayan Chutz La'aretz. Now, those who get her Knas, we'll return to that later. It's an interesting position. B'chol Mishalim Chatinezek Ein Gov So what is he laid out in Halacha Tes? You need two things. You need Chisaron Kis, and therefore all Knasos are excluded, and you need Shchiach. Now, presumably then, well, let's see. Halacha Yud. Kol Anishom Ke'aved, Ein Gono So, Dayan Echutz Laretz. So here's the Pesach of Rafa. So the Rambam apparently did not feel that Rava was rejected. In other words, we noted yesterday, seemingly, in the Maskana of the Gemara, you don't need Rava's rule, because the two principles of Chisaron Kis and Eino Matsui explain all of the halachos. We noted Rashi did seem to understand that halacha is true Maskana, and the Rambam here clearly does. So we have to figure out why. Lefikach. So this is explaining this halacha. In other words, we need the principle of kol hanisham kevet ingo v'noso b'chutz la'aretz to explain the following thing. Adam shechavu l'chaveiro ingo v'n hanezek v'atzar v'aboshas shuchayev b'hen dayan echutz la'aretz aval sheves ripoy govin mipnei sheish ben chayisarum kis. So sheves and ripoy have chayisarum kis, you're go with them in chutz la'aretz. Nezek, Tsar, and Boshes, no. There's no Chisaron Kis. Lechein har ra'onim, v'amor shemayz b'chol yom, l'vo sheves riboy v'amor. So I don't understand that. If you're going to tell me that sheves and riboy have Chisaron Kis, and Nezek, Tsar, and Boshes don't, so then I already will know, based off of Halacha Tes, that you're goveh sheves and Boshes, and not Sheves and Boshes, Sheves and Ripoy, and you're not Goven, Nezek, Tzar, and Boshes. In other words, why do we need Halacha Yud? Halacha Yud seems to just be another application of Halacha Tes, namely, if there's no chisaron kis, you're not goved in chutzlars. But within the lashon of the Rambam, we see that's wrong, because the lashon of the Rambam tells me there's a new klal kol anisham ke'aved, and that klal teaches me that you're potter from nezek tzar and boshes chayv and ribui and shabbos. But I don't understand, because if you want to put in halacha yud, you know, an application based off of halacha tes, you know, lefikach, leave out, you know, if you left out the first clause of halacha yud, I would have no problem. Kol anishom ke'aved in gomenoso chutz la'aretz, that's irrelevant. Leave that out. Just say, lefikach, based off what I told you in halacha tes, you only go that if there's chesaron kis. So lefikach, anishcha v'chaber en go. Right? So that's problem one. Problem two, it happens to be, is at least according to the Gemara, Adam Ba'adam is lo shchiach. So you shouldn't even go for Shabbos and Ripu, even if we're going to say it's chisaron kis. That's not an internal contradiction within the Rambam, but it's a contradiction between the Rambam and the Gemara. Right? Because the Gemara told us Adam Ba'adam is lo shchiach. So if Adam Ba'adam is lo shchiach, then you shouldn't be go there Ripoy and Shabbos. So Nezek Tzar and Boshes have two reasons why you shouldn't be Govet, namely Ein Bo Chisaron Kis and Lo Shchiach. Ripoy and Shabbos have one reason, but either way you shouldn't be Govet. So we have a Kasha and a Rambam internally. Why does he need the Klal of Kol Anishom Ke'aved? And we have a Kasha from the Gemara of why is this even true? Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say that Adva Adam is Chisaron Kis though?
Okay, if you want, we could. Yes.
It's not double.
But, so then, well, the Rambam apparently read that as referring to, presumably, Ripoy and Shabbos. In other words, I don't know what part of Adam from the Gemara, I don't know. I know there is an aspect of Adam that is Chisaron Kis. That could mean Chamisha Dvarim, it could mean Shnei Dvarim. So Rambam's unclear. That doesn't really bother me. I mean, the Gemara's unclear. And I'll say, okay, the Rambam read the Gemara as talking about two out of the five.
So yeah, but that's the case where it says you don't pay, though.
Right.
Well,
that's the problem. Now, there's Rambam's against the Gemara, so I have an internal contradiction within Rambam, and I have a kashim in the Gemara.
We're assuming right now that Adam Adam is meaning all five things. That's what we're assuming now. Adam Adam means all five payments.
Are what?
The Adam Adam, Papi Patzer, we're assuming now means all five payments.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, when the Gemara says Lo Shchiach, it's Lo Shchiach, so that should patter all five, right? If it's Lo Shchiach, it's Lo Shchiach. Right? According to the Rambam, if I punch... Who else am I going to punch? Right. So, the Gemara says it's lo shchiach, right? And it makes sense it's lo shchiach, right? And yet the Rambam says you pay too, so it must be the Rambam holds it's shchiach. But, so that's against the Gemara. And again, mineu bein the Rambam, we have this problem. Good, halach yir aleph. Doesn't make things any easier. Behema shizikas ha'adam ein govin nizko dayani chutz la'aretz v'nei shu davar sheino mach. Why is that a problem? That's also shver. Why? Because in Halacha Yud, I just set up a principle of kol hanisham ke'aved ein gomenoso chutzlaretz. We don't know why we need this rule. But if for some reason the rule's true, right? Which would mean that behemes shesita adam, what's the halacha? Ein gomenoso b'chutzlaretz. Why? Because kol hanisham ke'aved ein gomenoso b'chutzlaretz. Behemes shesita adam, how are you going to calculate how much you pay? I don't know. What are we going to do? Nisham ke'aved, right? But the Rambam just said, "Kol nisham kevet ein gomenoso chutzlaretz." But here the Rambam says, "Why is this true? Because of eino matzul." I don't need that reason either, because I already told you the reason in Halacha Yud. Because kol nisham kevet ein gomenoso chutzlaretz. Okay, we can read on and ask even more questions. But let's stop at this. So what? Let's review our questions before we try to answer them. Number one, in Halacha Yud. He paskins the principle of Rava kol nisham ke'aved ein gomenoso chutzlaretz. That doesn't stand on maskana, and maybe also in Rashi. Number two, in Halacha Tes, he tells you the principle of chisaron kis, and l'chora, why does he need the halacha of the rule of Halacha Yud kol nisham ke'aved? The reason why you're not going that nezek tzar and boshes is because of Halacha Test. So, A, in the Gemara you don't need this rule, and B, in the Rambam you don't need this rule. Number three in Halach Yud Aleph, he says Behema Shezika Adam is Potter because Lo Shchiach. Why don't I just say the reason is because Engel because Kol Nishim Kavet Engel Menosav Chutz Laretz. Good. So the answer I think is that Rambam is Lashitaso Perk Hay of Chovu Mazik, as we discussed yesterday, that Nezik Tsar and Boshes are an Onesh. However, that's not Mivur from Halachotes. Why? Because as we discussed yesterday, that the Nezek, Tsar, and Boshes are Ke'ena Kenas. They're not quite Kenas, and they're not quite Mamo, right? For example, in Parakeh of Chovul Mazik, we saw the Halacha is it's not Kenas such that we don't apply the principle of Moda Kenas Pater here. If you're Moda, you didn't come, you're going to be Chayev. But at the same time, it's not quite mamon, because if you're moda that you're chayiv and there's no edim, you're not chayiv, right? Or if we want to put it a little differently, we know that the compensation of nezek, tsar, and boshes is commensurate to the damage that is caused. How do we figure out nezek, tsar, and boshes? We figure out how much damage, and that's how much you have to pay. So from halacha tes, I wouldn't necessarily know that you're potter. Why? Because halacha tes potters, when it says you're potter for advam she'elam chisam kiss, what are the examples that the Gemara gives, the Rambam gives? Knossos. All cases where the damage, where the payment is not commensurate to the damage. Right? Whether it's kefel, arev chamisha, ones, mefata, whatever it is. In all those cases, so halacha tes tells me that when, what type of kenasos, what type of ein bo chisaron kiss are you not golden bavel? Which type? The type where the payment is not commensurate to the damage. But do I know the halacha of nezek, tsar, and boshes? Not yet, because that's non-standard kenas. Right? That's what we know from Chol V'Lamazik Parakei. This is, there's standard kenas and, if you wish, non-standard kenas, or kofar, or onesh, or whatever you want to call it. Oh, so therefore, in Halacha Yud, he tells you that the reason why you're potter is kol hanishom kevet ein gov menoso. Now, what does that have to do with it? Right, so it's so beautiful. Because he's telling you the reason why it's ein bo chisaron kiss and therefore potter. What does kol hanishom kevet mean? Remember, kol hanishom kevet is a person, is a ben chorin, omed lemechira? No. So if it's nishon ke'eved, then we know it's an ein bo chisaron kiss. Right? And therefore, you're not gove, bebave. In other words, kol nishon ke'eved isn't just like, oh, you know, it happens to be that way. It's telling you the reason. Why is it that nezek, tsar, and boshes are considered ein bo chisaron kiss and therefore not nigbeis bevavel? Because they're nishon ke'eved. If it's nishon ke'eved, what does that mean? It means it's onesh. Why? Because Adam is en omed ulchira. Mash en kein, sheves and refua are what? Those are not nishon ke'eved. Those are chisaron kiss. In other words, this is mamish what he writes in Parakei of Chol V'Lamazik. It's the exact same thing. This is another application of the principle. What's the principle again? That nezek, tsar, boshes are onesh. Nafkamina number one, you're not chayv without edim. And nafkamina number two, over here, is that ein govino sam b'chutz laretz, because there are begeder onesh. They're begeder ein bar chisam kiss. But I don't know that from halacha tes. Because if I just had halacha tes, I'll say nezek tsar boshes. Those, in that case, the payment is commensurate to the damage. Ah, call nishon ke'eved. It's nishon ke'eved. What does that tell me? That tells me that it's onesh. It's not chisam kiss. That is the Chiddush of Halacha Yud. Now, with this, you could understand also Halacha Yud Aleph. What was our Kasha? Our Kasha was, in Halacha Yud Aleph, he said that you are potter, right? Behema Shezika Adam, you're potter, because it's not Shchiach. We said, no, the reason is because of what he said in Halacha Yud. What did he say in Halacha Yud? Kol HaNisham Kevet. This is Nisham Kevet. But what's the answer? Remember, we also saw this yesterday. Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. That when you have Behema Shezika Adam, even though, in a sense, you evaluated the Torah as Nishom Ke'eved, that's not Nishom Ke'eved, right? The Torah told me that that's Kimo Shezika Mimono, right? That is considered Chisaron Kes. That's not Onesh. First of all, it can't be Onesh. How do we know it's not Onesh? Because there's nothing that's Onesh for behemoths, right? Onesh is for a human being that does a bad thing, that commits a crime. There's no crime here. It's an animal. So why, Taka, are you... If it was an Onesh, we know you're Pater. That's why it happens to be that when a behemoth damages, you're Pater from Ripoy, from Sheves, from Boshes, from Tsar. You're Chayev over there. That's what the Rambam said in Zayin Gimel with Niskei Mamon. Why are you Chayev by behemoth Shezika Mimono? The Rambam told you. Hare hu kimo Shezika Mimono. Right? Ah. So then it is Begeder Chisaron Kes. The Rambam told me in Perek Zion that in that case, even though it's Nishon Kevet, it's Begeder Chisaron Kes, because the Torah says we look at an animal damaging a person as though it's an animal damaging property, and therefore animal damaging property is Chisaron Kes. So we need a new reason. What's the reason why Behema Shezika Adam is Pater? That's what he says in Allah Yudalev, because it's not Shriach. Oh, so we've answered all our questions except for one. Everything we know in Rambam is beautiful. But we still have the problem with the Gemara, right? Because the Maaseh, the Gemara says, Adam but Adam is lo Shriach. And the Rambam clearly assumes it's Shriach. How do I know? Because he says you pay Sheves and Ripoy. So, how do we answer that? So the Kesef Mishnah first says, well, maybe it's a Tachana. Right? And you sort of see that because the Rambam says afterwards, B'chein Paschu Agaonim. But then the Kesef Mishnah says that's very, very Dochach. Because if it's Tachana, the Rambam should say, Aval Hiskinu. Right? It's the lush of the Rambam is that we're presenting the rules and applications of the rules, and the reason, so it doesn't sound like it's an exception to the rule. It sounds like this is in keeping with the rules. So that's not a good answer. So what is the pshat? So the Kesef Mishnah alludes to this answer, and the Gra says it more mefurish, and this really is going to be the answer to why we even need Rava's rule in general. Maskama doesn't have it, which is that Rava isn't just telling me in application of the general principle, but he's telling me a very important deal, which is if I say kol hanishom ke'eved ein goven oso l'chutz la'aretz, what does that imply? That's the only reason why, right? So other forms of Adam ba'Adam that are not Nishom Ke'eved, Dehainu what? Sheves and Ripoy are Gove B'chutz La'aretz. Right? Look at the, I'll read you the lesson of the Gra. This is in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Aleph, Sifkan Yedzan. He's going on the Pesach of the Mechaber. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam that you're Gove, Sheves, and Ripoy in Babel. So the Gra writes, Midika Amar Sham Kol Nishom Ke'eved B'chulei, Rav L'Taime, Mash Madavka Davar HaNishom Kol Nishom Ke'eved. In other words, the only parts of Adam Adam you're not paying is what? Kol Nishom. So, Memela, Sheves and Boshes, not Sheves and Boshes, Sheves and Ripoy, which are Adam Adam that are not Nishom Kema, you do pay. Ah. In other words, then it comes out very interesting. First of all, we now know why we need Rava Lamaskana. And it turns out then, in a certain sense, there's an exception, right? An exception to the rule that the rule is lo shchiach and chisaron kes. This might be a case of lo shchiach, but you still pay, and that's from the psak of Rava. Now, probably the reason is because adam wad li'olam, and it's a chisaron kes, and we're not going to allow people to go around punching other people and then, you know, getting away with it entirely. And perhaps that's also the reason why we're Gov Hashem Beregel in Bavel, right? In other words, the Rambam passes, you go Gov Hashem Beregel in Bavel. The problem is the Gemara said that Shem Beregel Behem Behem is also Lo Shchiach. So you could say the Gemara changed its mind. Originally it said Shor B'Shor is Lo Shchiach, but then when the Gemara concluded, you pay Shem Beregel, maybe it changed its mind and decided it's Shchiach, but then it's a little strange, like, which, you know, it's a Metzias. But according to what we're saying now, it could be no. That it could be that it's also the Torah's Shem v'ragel is an exception, just like ripui and sheves is an exception. Anyhow, that's Shittas Rambam. Now the Tur, Siman Aleph, writes, quotes this Rambam, and then he writes, "Medivrei Adoni Avi Arashal, Irayash Ein Danin Ozo." Sounds like from the Tur that he disagrees. It's not explicit in the Tur, but the Tur doesn't bring this exception. And the Beis Yosef notes that also from the Rif and the Rush. The Rush doesn't bring this exception, and also the Rif doesn't bring the exception. Sounds like they disagree. Now, it's very interesting, actually. It almost sounds like from the Lashon of the Beis Yosef that the Pashtus of the Gemara is like the Rambam. Why? Because of Rambam's statement, called Nishon Ke'evet, which implies the only Pturim are going to be things that are Nishon Ke'evet, Dehainu, Nezek, Tsar, Boshes, but not Ripui and Shabbos. But the Maisa, the Pashas, the Riff, and the Rush is against the Rambam. But then the Beis Yosef says, I'm still going to pass like the Rambam. Usually I pass like Rove. But here, since the Rambam is Mefurish, the Riff and the Rush are not Mefurish, so we'll pass like the Rambam. Yeah?
Why does Nishon Ke'evet include Tsar and...
How do you figure out Tsar? What would a person be willing to pay or not be paid? In other words, it's the market value of something. Right? What would it's the same thing as Nezek both for Tsar and Boshes.
So you emphasize on the Nishon Ke'evet.
Right. Well, we use Evet because probably because there's no market value for these types of things for Bnei Chovin. Now, I don't think there's really a market either for pain or Busha. But you're correct. In other words, we're comparing. What is the slave market kilu for tzar? And we're saying, okay, that's what it's going to be. Fine. Now, if you look, this is Derech Agav, sort of interesting, that in a dark Moshe writes another possibility. He says, he thinks, we never find that you're Gova Shevis in Babel, but we are Gova Refuah. Right? Very interesting. So now we have three possibilities. According to Rambam, we're Gova Sheves and Refuah. According to the Rif and the Rush, we're not Gova any of the five. And according to the Ramah, you're Gova Ripui, but not the other four. Now, you could say it's very Mistaber, because after all, the only one that's a true Chisaron Kis is Ripui. Right? Even Sheves is not really a Chisaron Kis, it might be Ramah. It's a machlokas. We'll see later on. It's a machlokas rashi and read probably. If Shabbos is Brahma. So we can understand the logic behind it. But where does it come from? But maybe that's the logic. In other words, even without it, if you learn that Shabbos is Brahma, so without Exer Sakasa, the only one I would know is Ripoi. So that you're Govan Bhagavan. Anyway, the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't mention this chiluk, but the Isma and the Nesivos and the Tumim all sort of put it back in. Okay, so I guess we'll just, it's worthwhile, since we did the sugya, to go through at least briefly what the Lamaisa Shilas are. What will based in Bigova Isma Nazat, right? If I get into a fight, as usual, with Philip, and he takes me to based in, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What am I going to have to pay? So the Mechaber, as I said, paskins like the Rambam, that you're Gova, Shabbos, and Ripui. The Ramah paskins like the Rush, and the Pashtos of the Gemara, that you shouldn't be Gova any Adam ba'Adam, because it's Lo Shchiach. But the Sma says that even according to Ramah, you're Gova, Dmei Refuah, Retoris, Dmei Pios. Right? I'll read you the Lashon of the Mechaber. This is the Sif Beis. Adam Shechol v'Chaveiro, Ein Mag Ben Dayanim, Shein Usmuchan Beretz Yisrael, Nezek, Tsar, Pagam, Uboshes, Vekofer, Aval, Sheves, Ripoi, Madvin. So that's the Mechaber, Psaki, the Rambam. Hagav, Yish, Omrim, Shaf, Ripoi, Sheves, Ein, Danin. Now, then there's another important point, which the Rambam writes in Halacha Yudzai, right? Which is, so what does that mean? Let's even say there are all sorts of things. Like there's a myriad of cases, especially if you learn like the Rif and the Rush, that you're not going to be galbe in chutzlars, right? Like, again, there's no reason why I'm not going to, of course I'm going to beat up Philip every single day because I don't have to pay anything. It's a great deal. In chutzlars, if you learn like the Rif and the Rush especially. There's no Shabbos anyway for Philip because it doesn't make any money. And Ripoy, okay, I'll make sure that I don't cause him any medical bills. Anyway, he has insurance. I won't have to pay Ripoy anyway. I have insurance and he has insurance. I'll get away with that anyway. Good. So the Rambam writes in Halachic Zayin, Minaga Yeshivos, the Chutz Laretz, Afal Pish Ein Govin, Shum Kenas, Minadin Oso, Achi Fais Labaldino, Oyala Imo Ledin Laretz Yisrael. No, Beis Din will be Minademi until I'm Matthias Philip. Or go to Eretz Yisrael. That won't help nowadays because we don't have smicha there either. The Kevan Shitein Lo Shira Roy Lo. So then Matir Niduyev. So once I give him what's appropriate, then Beis Din will take me out of Niduy. Bein Shemispayas Baldino, Bein Shalom Nispayas. In other words, once I give him Masha Roy Lo, even if Philip is an doesn't want to forgive me, I would understand that since I beat him up every day. But still, they'll be mocked. Might need to do it because I did pay an appropriate amount. They might put me in jail. Anyway. The chain, im tafas an izak shir, masha ro'i litol, ein motzino so miyada, or Philip could be toface. The Rush writes that l'chora, this idea of minaga yeshivos, is a takanas hageon. Right? Now, the Medina de Gemara, I think it does not sound like this idea that we're minaga. But it makes sense that it was Takanas HaGaonim. In terms of Tfisa, we already mentioned the machlokas between Rashi and the Rif on the one hand, that Tfisa for anything works, even beforehand, and the Rush, who only says that you do the Shuma for the Tfisa afterwards. And the view of Rabbi Natan isn't even mentioned. Yes?
Does this Mido would apply to anything that we can't collect in Babel?
Yeah.
No, it's not like Knas.
Even
Knas, including everything, basically. It's like Dalaban.
So that's part of the question. It's a bigger question. We're not going to get into it now. But, right, the question is, what does Shir HaRa'i Lo mean exactly? Right? And it sounds like that's to some degree to the discretion of the Dayanim. In other words, we're looking for what is equitable. Okay, we already mentioned that point. Fine. Good. So let's go on to the Gemara. Tsar shelo b'makom nezek mishtali mantana. Our Mishnah clearly tells us that you pay for tsar shelo b'makom nezek. So who holds of this? Mantana, Amar Rava, ben Azahi. Titania, Rabbi Omer, Kviya, Nemar Tchila, ben Azahi, Omer, Chabura, Nemar Tchila. So we have this braisa with a debate between ben Azahi and the Chachamim. And what's clear is that they're arguing about this question of Sar Shalom B'Makom Nezek. What's totally unclear is who says what, which is why we'll see in a moment that the Gemara has three options, what exactly they're arguing about and who says what. Now, the first thing we have to remember here is what exactly are we talking about? So the Gemara says we're talking about Sar Shalom B'Makom Nezek. Now, the confusing thing is that if you look at the Gemara and Pei Hei Amud Aleph towards the bottom, I assume you guys got here already, the Gemara asks, how do I know you pay for Tzar Shalom B'Makom Nezek? And it quotes a different source. We learn it out either from Patsa Tachas Patsa, according to Zvid, or Virapo Yirape, according to Rav Papa. So the answer is, as Tosfos on Chav Vav on the base explains, that there are really three categories of nezek. And just to explain the, I guess, the problem even one step further before we get to his answer. The Gemara at the bottom of Hayyamud Aleph seems to be making the exact opposite presumption as the Gemara on Weir started reading Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Pei Dalet Amud Beis tells us that it's not even clear you pay for tsar shelo b'makom nezek. Of course you pay for tsar b'makom nezek, but maybe you don't pay for tsar shelo b'makom nezek, and that question is a debate between Ben Azai and Rabbi, however exactly you understand their debate. It's a debate. It's not even clear you pay. Not everybody agrees to the Mishnah's din. The Gemara at the bottom of Hayyamud Aleph says the exact opposite. It assumes it's pashut you pay tsar shelo b'makom nezek, but how do we know you pay tsar b'makom nezek? And the Gemara has two answers. Either we learn it out from Rabbi or Petzachas Patza. So which is the bigger chiddush, right? Which is pashut, which is the chiddush? So the Gemaras don't seem to shtim. So the answer is, according to Tosfos, Chaf Amud Beis, that we have really three levels. We have the idea of, even read it inside, I don't know if everybody saw it, Tap Tosfos Dimas V'Hai, was read from the Yesh Lomar, which is more than halfway down, the Yesh Lomar, Shelo b'makom nezek de lekaman, ayin b'makom shelo asa roshem. Kiriktani, kivau al tziporinav. V'tsar shelo b'makom nezek de hacha. Hacha is also, it's chafam amadeis, it's the same drasha as pehem et aleph. Hainu, al besaro shenika rishumo, v'lo afchase mekasbe. V'tsar b'makom nezek de hacha, kigon kitei yadu v'shiber raglo, de afchase mekasbe, Dehahu lo shaminan leil lo mechabura velo mekviya. So this is very, very important. Meaning to say, the case of, there's three levels. There's the makom nezek. Nezek could really mean two things. It could mean rosham, or it could mean tchisos damim. Right? Nezek, in the sense, when we talk about nezek, tsar, yipur, shevis, and boshes, that word nezek means p'chisos damim, right? Let's imagine I punch Philip in the arm. I hope you're not getting offended.
That's great.
Okay, great. You get a lot of kapari. Of course, I'm going to get a lot of onesh, so I don't know if I like that. Right, so I punch him, and I give him a black arm. Black and blue mark in his arm. Very limp arm. So is there going to be nezek in that case? Almost certainly not. Give him a black eye, right? Almost certainly not. There's no chance that you're going to be devalued in the slave market because you'll be better in a day, two, right? Nezek, in that sense, is in a sense like our Mishnah, Nezek, Tsar, Yipur, Shev, Boshes, is only if there's a permanent devaluation. Cut off his arm, cut off his leg, something like that. That's what we'll call case A. Case B, so case A is I cut off the arm, that's nezek in the sense of p'chisas damim. Case B is roshem, but no p'chisas damim. What's roshem? Like the examples I said, a black and blue mark, right? Or a scratch, or the like. There's a roshem, there's some physical mark on his body. I've been in violation of the isser of pentosa, but there is no p'chisas damim. And then there's the most mild case, the case where I take a hot nail and put it on his nail, right? Then there's no roshem, there's no p'chisas damim, but it causes him a lot of pain. So that's case C, we'll call it. Case C is the case where Ben Azai and the Chachamim debate. According to, let's say, two out of three opinions, Ben Azai is even poter. Why? Because I didn't make a roshem. And however we learn it, either because of the drashos or because of Kal Prat Muchakim, and maybe the svara is even that you need to be over on the lav to be in the parsha of Chovel, and here there's no lav, maybe because there's no roshem. It's an interesting question, though not for now. That's case C. That case is debated. Then we have case B. Case B, every A and B, in the end of the day, everybody agrees you're chai. It's just a question of how do we know it. So case B, how do we know that you're chayev when there is a roshem, so for tzar, let's say. So that is, even if you learn like the opinion that Potter's case C, certainly from Kviyah and Chabura, you'll learn case B, that tzar, where there is a roshem, you're chayev, right? The question is, how do you deal with Kviyah and Chabura? First it says Kviyah, then it says Chabura. How do you deal with that? So according to, let's assume, Rebbe, we learn both Kviyah she'esh bo roshem and Kviyah she'ein bo roshem. And according to Ben Azai, we only learn Kviyah she'esh bo roshem. That's case B. But even after I know that you're chayv in case B, I would still think you're potter from case A. I would still think you're potter when I'm poches dam. Why? So when we get to Pehe Amud Aleph, we'll have to figure out what that svara is. But there's a svara to say that any time I pay Nezek, I don't pay anything else. Right? That's the Gemara at the bottom of Pehe Amud Aleph. Even though I know you pay Tsar B'makom Roshem when there's no Pchisas Damim, I don't know that you pay Tsar B'makom Pchisas Damim. And that's the drasha, again, at the bottom of Pehe Amud Aleph, where we learn it from either Petza Tachas Patza or the Rapo Yerape, Rosvid versus Rav Papa. Meaning to say that, if we go back, everybody agrees that case A and B is Chayev. Case C is Machlokas Ben Azai and Rebbe. We're going to assume, like Rebbe, our Mishnah, that you're Chayev for A, B, and C. Once I know B, I don't know A, or even once I know B and C, I still don't know A. Because there's a svara to say that if I pay for Nezek, I don't have to pay for anything else. And that's the discussion later on. Right? So that's just very important to understand in terms of the Pashat Taich in our Gemara. When the Gemara says in our Gemara, Ein bo shelo b'makom Nezek, it really means shelo b'makom Roshem. Right? B'mai k'mithli Rabbi Savar, b'makom chabura, right? We don't say nezek. B'makom chabura, chabura here means roshem. It doesn't mean nezek. Now we say tsar b'makom nezek mishdalim, but really what we mean is tsar b'makom shelo b'makom roshem is mishdalim, right? And that's because the word nezek could really mean two things. It could mean chisas damim, or it could mean roshem. And the Gemara clarifies that in a minute when it starts talking about b'makom chabura and shelo b'makom chabura. Right? Chabura means roshem. Okay, so that's just what we're talking about in this sugya. So now the Gemara tries to figure out what their debate is. So the first interpretation is Rava. How does Rava learn? B'mai k'mifugi. Rabbi Savar Kviyah de Les B'chabura Mashma. Because of Rachman HaChabura, Mugluya Allah de Kviyah de Is B'chabura in, Elo, Lo. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kviyah de Les B'chabura Mashma. Vainu de Kamar Kviyah Lechuda Nemra Tchila. Nemra Tchila means what I would think absent clarification from some later pasuk. Kilomar, kviyah shenemar b'pasuk tchila, hainu shom in shiyehe chayev. Al kviyah greida, afilu b'lo chabura, dileka elatzar. Leka chutzra chabura lelamed she'en chayev klom, ad she'e chabura ima. The cave and the Mishtalim Riboy, Mishum Chabura, Mishalim Mamitzar. Presumably we pick Riboy here, could have said one of the other ones, probably because it's the most common. Right? As we said before, most of the time when I get into a fight with Philip, it's not going to be actual nazak in the sense of chisus damim. A ripu is, you know, at least he's going to need a mandate. Aval shelo b'makom chabura, kegon al tziporen, pater, tzar b'lo nazak lo mishtalim. Here nazak probably just means, I mean, it could be nazak, but really it's any one of the four. Is lo mishtalim, any one of the other payments, even repoint, like you said. Dilav misham hachi lo etzterech chabura, tash tekviya b'lo chabura shaminan, dechayev kol shekin chabura sheyesh b'nezek. Great. And Ben Azai reverses that. Maskeflor of Papa, back to the Gemara, adaraba, ipcha mistabra. Now, there's really two motivations for Rav Papa's rejection on Rava. Number one is, according to Rava, the Mishnah's Alibid ben Azai law, Alibid Rabbi, which would be strange that Rabbi was so seen to look Rabbi. And two is that he thinks that the Lashon of Mitchila Mashma is Amaskana Kaimi. It doesn't mean what I would have thought had I not had a Pasuk, but rather what I know now that the Pasuk teaches me this halacha.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Where do we find the first Svara of Rashi in the Gemara?
What's the first Svara?
I mean, the first question is, like, why are we so soon to go to Rabbi? Like, even if that's true, like, the Gemara never says that.
Yeah, Rashi is telling you why Ipcha Mistabra. Why is it Mistabra? The Gemara didn't tell you. All the Gemara said is that Rav Papa said Ipcha Mistabra. The Gemara says that as well, but how do you know that's the motivation? Actually, I would say that the diuk for Rashi is because the second point I said is just sort of mentioned v'amaskana kaimi. In other words, the Gemara doesn't say the lush, you know, doesn't say that the lashon of metchila implies a maskana kaimi. It just says v'amaskana kaimi. That's the way it's going on, right? There's adrabba. From the lashon of the Gemara, it doesn't even seem like that's the motivation. That's just explaining a shita. Shita is a maskana kaimi. Rashi says it's also more mistabra. But what's behind the ipcha mistabra? It doesn't sound like it's just that lashon point, if that's even a point. Rather, it's something else.
So is it just a shaswai rule?
What?
Is it just a shaswai rule which we need to know?
Well, it's not, I don't know if it's a rule, but it's mistabra. Right? Rabbi wrote the Mishnayos, so it'd be interesting. So, you know, it's one thing if, you know, Rabbi is going against the Chachamim, he'll be so same like the Chachamim against, or whatever. But to be so same like Ben Azai against your own Chita is not Mistabra. That's what says Mistabra. Obviously, it's not a rule. Rava disagrees. But it's not Mistabra. Rabbi Omer, Kviya Nemer Tchila, Savar, Kviya De Ispa Chabura Mashma, Kas Rachmana Chabura Leguye Allah, Good. So the same nekudas amachlokas as Rava, but switched positions. Inami, dekulei alma kviya bein dispachabura bein delaspachabura mashma. It's a different machlokas. Bacha bchalal uprat muuchachim zemizek hamiflagi. Rabbi Savar ain't done an osa b'chalal prat. It says here, kviya tachas kviya, petzachas petzach, chabura tachas chabura. So do we apply chabura tachas chabura as a prat on kviya tachas kviya? Uvenazai Savar done an osa b'chalal prat. V'chitem chabura v'rabbi lamali v'damim yaseirim. Oh, so now we have a problem. And there's four. Ben Azai, we know why we need the rule, why we need the pasuk chabura tachas chabura, to limit kviya tachas kviya. Otherwise, I would think you're chayev afilu ein bo roshem. But Rabbi holds that you're chayev for ein bo roshem. That we know from kviya tachas kviya. So why do we need chabura tachas chabura? Damim yaseirim. So the question over here is, of course, what in the world does damim yaseirim mean? So, we'll start with Rashi. Rashi writes, L'damim yaseirim, D'ilo k'siv el k'viyah tachas k'viyah, havi aminan, Bein dis b'chabura, bein les b'chabura. To make the mishalem, avotarti lo mishalem. Kamash malan, to mishalem tarvayu. Even though I know you're chaya for kviya, she'en bo chabura, but let's say it has a chabura, it has a roshem, so I would think that you don't pay. Kamash malan, you do, you pay both. Now, let's look at Tosfos. Pirish Bekotros, Dilok Siv, Elkvi, Avi Amina Filo, Is Lechabura, to make via who de Mishalim, Avotarti lo Mishalim, Kamashman de Shantarayu, Tsar Bimakom Nezer. So those three words, as the Marsha notes, are not in Rashi. This is Tosfos' understanding of Rashi. It's a very understandable understanding of Rashi, because, well, you know, Rashi says, I would have thought that you don't pay both. What's both? Rosh Hashanah. So it sounds like Nezek and Tsar, Kamash Malan, that you do pay it. So that's the way Tosus learns Rashi. Ve'nerilari. So Tosus is going to ask two questions on Rashi. Daha Tsar b'makom Nezek nafkalami petachas patza. Question number one is that, according to Rashi, basically, Kamash Malan, Tsar b'makom Nezek. And that is a mefurish gemara at the bottom of the page. Pehayim at Aleph, also Chavav and Beis, right? I don't need a chabura tachas chabura to teach me. That's exactly right. Just look at the bottom of the page. The gemara says, Tana v'kul mishtam makom nezek, anani mili. How do we know you pay kulan, including tzar makom nezek? Amar zvid, because pats tachas patza. And Rav Papa says, rapo yirape. That's question number one. Question number two is, though, dilemma ilan ulomar shatzar yifater es hanezek es haripoy, very strange idea. In other words, if you have to pay for tzar when there isn't nezek, the ripoy, then why would I all of a sudden think that when there is nezek or ripoy, you don't have to pay tzar? Right? What kind of logic is that? If Hamistab, usually I would think I should be more liable for more damage, yeah.
I mean, he says that, why would I have thought you wouldn't pay Nezek if you have the Tsar, not that if you wouldn't pay Tsar, then Nezek.
The Lama Yalama Lama Shatzar Yipater Es HaNezek Es HaRipoy. Correct. In other words, the Havamina. Let me just look at Rashi and Zayin. Havamina Filu Es Bechabura. To make me on Dimishan, and I'll let everyone be shaman, and I'll let everyone be shaman, and I'll let everyone Tsar. You're saying as opposed to Nezek,
the Marsha points out the way he first phrases is a little backwards. He really
means
phrases
at the end. That's an interesting point. I didn't pick up on that. You could say the opposite, actually. I would be more nota the other way. Aren't you going to make one lav dafka? But okay, either way, we'll have to think about that. I didn't think about that. It's a good point. Okay, so let's think about the second question first. So maybe the answer for Rashi is that the reason why I would think that you don't pay both, you pay one or the other, whether you learn it like a yoni or like I was assuming, is that the svara is that we treat you either like a cheftza or a gavra, but not both at the same time. What do I mean to say? That nezek is treating you like a cheftza, as we've discussed many times, right? You're a person, but we're pretending you're an object, figuring out your value in the shuk, and saying that's how much you have to pay. So one way to look at a person for purposes of tashlumin is to look at him as a chefza. The other possibility is to look at him as a gavra. I don't mean like a risker chaki, right? Just meant as a person, right? meaning to say someone who experiences pain, right? You don't pay, for example, it's obvious there's no tashlumen for tsar of an animal. It might be also to be tsar malechayim, right? And then, you know, probably for that matter, we could call kavachomer for boshas, right? So the havamina is that, yeah, I already know you pay nezek sometimes, and I already know you pay tsar sometimes. But how do I know that you pay both? And the reason why you would think that you don't pay both is because these are two different ways to look at this episode and look at payment. And it doesn't make sense to say they're both true simultaneously. Or kamashma and they are. Or if not, it doesn't make sense. You would think it doesn't, you know, without a special gzeir sarkasev, I would think you're not chayv to pay both simultaneously. Because there's a svar to say not that way. Now, what about the first question? The first question is that the Gemara discusses this later. So we could try to get out of this, you know, in a couple of ways. Maybe a technicality at first. You know, we said before that the Gemara does offer proof for this later on. Yeah. They'll tell you the reason why not to learn. Shut because Tosis's question is that the Gemara discusses this later on. The Gemara later on is clearly a question of Tzar Makom Nezek, right?
And the second question is
doing
like the Marsha. The first question is meaning.
Right. That's right. That's the point.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't think it really matters because I think it's the same point. Anyway, so the point is that that the Gemara later on. So how do we know this? Maybe it is the same point as the Gemara later on. But the Gemara later on brought two proofs, possibilities, answers, right? One was for Apo Irape and one was from Petzach Spatza. But the Gemara also said Petzach Spatza isn't a great proof because from there we learned that you're Meshalim Ones Kiratzon Shovi Kamezin. And Apo Irape isn't a great proof because from there we learned Shemitah Meshalim for the Rathos. So each one has to give some type of answer. So maybe this Inami, right, this third answer of Rav Papa doesn't hold of either of those two. He doesn't want to learn that from Rapa Yirape because of from there we learn Yitam Rosh Hashanah Rafi Lapa. So he doesn't want to learn it out from Petz Tachas Patza. From there we learn Chok Mezid Onis Kamatzon. So he has something else to learn it from. What is it? Chabura, Tachas Chabura. Or maybe we could even say a little more Kanech, a more Chapich answer. It's even greater. Because this Inami is whose view? It's Rav Papa. And maybe it's Lashitaso. Why? Rav Papa learned out later on from which source? Rapo Yirape. Maybe Rapo Yirape only teaches me Refuah. How do I know Tzar B'Makom Nezek? Right? Or it might be Refuah plus Sheves. We'll see later on why you put Refuah plus Sheves together. But how do I know Tzar and Boshes together? We'll see why Rashi, there's good reason to learn in Rashi to put those two together. So it's actually Lashitaso. Since Rav Papa learns out the source later on, it's Rapo Yirape, so that's going to be a good source for Refuah B'Makom Nezek, and probably also Refuah and Sheves B'Makom Nezek, right? Sarum Kiss. We'll see why, again, later to split it up that way. But we don't know Sheves and Boshes. Sheves, no, that's one of the things. Boshes and Tzar. So that's why we need Chabura, Tachas Chabura. Now, you'll see some of the Rishonim later on think that from Rapo Yirape you learn out the other four. Right? Refuah, there are other three, I guess, Sheves, Boshes, and Tsar. But if Rashi didn't want to say like that, so then we could explain, that's how we could be Miyashev, the Kashas of Tosfos, on Rashi is understood by Tosfos. But Leonera, not to learn Rashi like Tosfos, is actually a much easier way to learn Rashi without adding those three words that Tosfos adds. What's the pshat? Let's go back to what the Gemara is talking about. Are we talking here about Tzar B'Makom Nezek, meaning Tchisas Damim? No, what are we talking about here? Right, like Tosus himself proved, Chafav on the base. Different Shaila, Tzar B'Makom Refuah, or not Roshem, but no Tchisas Damim. Rashi's example before was Refuah, right? We're talking over here about Tzar B'Makom Refuah. So now, the second question of Tosus now, the first kasha of Tosis now is for sure not a kasha. Because the Gemara later on is one question. How do I know when there's Prisus Damim that you pay for Tsar? And that we learn out from Rabbi Rappe or Pesachas Patsa. Here we have a different question. How do I know that B'makom Shalacha Leka Prisus Damim there's Tsar? Right? There's Chabura. It's Tsar B'makom Chabura. But it's not Tsar B'makom Nezek. Right? Those were Tosus's words. Did Rashi say Tsar B'makom Nezek? No. What was Rashi talking about? Tsar B'makom Chabura. Like Tsar B'makom Ripur. Oh. So the first question of Tosfos, the technical question, is B'chlal not a question. These are two different issues. Now, what about the second point in Rashi, in Tosus's Kasha, second Kasha in Rashi, that Misvara, you know, why would I think that once you're paying for one, you don't pay for the other? Right? Why would I think that if you're paying for Ripoy, let's say, you shouldn't pay for Tzak? If there's no Ripoy, if there's no Chabura, so then you pay for Tzar. But if there is, you do. So the first thing to point out that's very interesting in Rashi is this is mamish the exact opposite svara of what we said at the beginning of the Gemara. Now Rashi already wants to look at the Adalas B'chabura. Over there Rashi said, mamish fakir. Rashi says that I would have thought that the only time you pay for Tsar is if you're also paying for Ripoy, Kamash Malan, that you even pay Shalom B'makom Ripoy, right? That was the intuition. And here, Rashi is actually telling you the exact opposite. I would think that you only pay for Tsar when there's no Ripoy. But if there is Ripoy, you're going to be Potter from Tsar. So what's, right, that's very strange. Very strange that we'd have Svaras Afuchos. But the answer actually is it's not at all strange. Because they're both stemming from the very same point, which is the notion that you should have to pay for Tsar is very surprising. Why is it surprising? Because what is Tsar? It's an emotion, right? It's not like Boshus also, for that matter, right? It's something that happens in your brain, right? You don't have to feel tsar. If I give you a numbing agent, you won't feel the tsar. It's just that in your brain, you know, when this happens, it sends out a little thing of this, and you feel tsar. It's not tangible. It's not real. I mean, it's real. I don't want to chas v'shalom belittle anybody experiencing pain. But effectively, it's an emotion, right? Something in your head. It's not like Nezek or Sheves or Ripoy. So the fact that this is very surprising could sort of take you in two directions. The Lishna Kama of Rav Papa, and this is also what Rav assumes, is that since, you know, it's so unlikely to pay this, that only if you're paying something else will also, you know, be mimagalgal this along with it. Once this is something they have to pay for, so you also have to also pay for tsar as well. So if you're paying for Ripoy, then we'll make you pay for tsar. But otherwise, tsar is just too ephemeral, and there should be no payment. And the Lishna Basra of Papa is the opposite tsar, which is that tsar is such a big chiddush, maybe the only time the Torah made you pay for tsar is if there's going to be no other payment. Right, because then it's like really annoying that, you know, I had this fight with the guy and I'm not paying him anything. But if anyway you're paying for other things, then maybe the Torah wasn't mechadesh this very ephemeral type of tashlumin. Kamash Milan, it was.
What about the Mishnah?
Well, that's good for the chiddush and the Mishnah. What do you mean? The Mishnah is telling me that your chayish
is afilu. That afilu would only work point for the first lashon.
Here, maybe in a chanami, you could still say the afilu by doing what Rashi did, which was bringing Ripoy. In other words, it's still an afilu on the level of ripui. You might have thought that if you're paying for ripui, you don't have to pay. Because you can be chayav for ripui without chabura.
I thought what
Rebbe
is saying.
What I'm saying is, the svar is like this. Maybe, once you're paying for ripui, it's so weak that once you're paying for, the only time we're going to make you pay is
if you're already paying for something else.
Right. No. That's a lishna kama. The lishna basra.
Saying such a chiddush you should always
pay. No. That's not right. It's such a chiddush that if you're paying for something else, you won't also pay for this. Once you're paying for ripui, so the Torah didn't have to. The only reason why the Torah made you pay for tzar, which is like very counterintuitive, is because otherwise I'm getting off scot-free. But once I have to pay for ripui, then I would pay for that. The Torah wouldn't have said this magnificent chiddush. Okay, so that's Rashi. Either Rashi, the way Tosis learned Rashi, or Rashi, not the way Tosis learned Rashi. What about Tosis' pshat? Venerable. L'damim yaseirish mashalim b'tzar, sheyesh bo roshem, yoser mi b'tzar, shein bo roshem. Af al pi, shein mitzta'er b'zeh, yoser mi b'zeh, mashalim yoser, l'fishem izganem achmas ha-roshem. This is a very strange answer, because I would have thought that this is boshas, right? Right? Like you said, mizganem. What's mizganem? Boshas. Boshas is the payments that you make for being embarrassed. So why is it that I would think you're potter? So the pshat is l'chora like this. Pshat is like this. First of all, as we noted, that tzar and boshas are basically non-physical things. They're ephemeral. They're not things that really happen. They're things that you experience in your head. Now, why do we categorize this as tzar and not boshas? Because if we were to ask the person who experiences this pain, what is it, he would say, experience this as physical pain, right? Lamashal, right? A kid falls down, and they get up, and then they look at their knee and it's bleeding. Then they start crying, right? They didn't start crying until they noticed they're bleeding, right? Once they had a roshem, so then they experience a lot of pain. Without the roshem, no pain. Okay, that's not because of the misery. It's a different reason for kids. It's because like they think that if it's bleeding, it must hurt, so they start to cry. But it's the same yesod. In other words, if we ask this kid, you know, what do you experience? He'd say, I'm experiencing physical pain. Now, you say it doesn't make any sense. He only started experiencing the physical pain when he noticed his knee was scraped. Okay, people don't make sense, right? This person, you know, when you go to the hospital, they give you those like charts with a smiley face on one side and like the scary face on the other side, and they say, you know, how much pain do you experience? Rate it from 1 to 10, right? So they have two charts. How much if we add? So this guy, he doesn't realize he has a roshem. He doesn't realize that. So we ask him, how much physical pain do you experience? He says, 4. How much emotional pain do you experience? You know, busha, 4. Then we take off his blindfold and he sees, oh my gosh, I'm all cut up. And now he's in much more pain. We ask him, how much physical pain do you feel? I feel 7, right? I'm experiencing this as physical pain. So then it's tzar. If you experience this as busha, then it's boshas. Is there that much of a difference? Not really. Like we said, they're both in your head. And the Torah is machai of you for both. But they are different because a person experiences them differently. We experience physical pain, we experience one way. And bush, embarrassment, we experience differently. So, since this person is experiencing this as physical pain, then it's bichlal tashlumei tzah, right? Which we evaluate the way we evaluate. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly how we do it. But that is begeder tashlumei tzah. Now, what is the chiddush of the Gemara? So the chiddush of the Gemara, or the chiddush of the pasuk, is that I would think you don't have to pay for it. Kamash melon, you do. What's the pshat? Because the nizak says to the mazik, give me a break. Right? You, until you saw that you were cut up, you said I experienced 4 units of pain. And now you say I experienced 7 units of pain. That's a joke. Go learn some musr, and you'll be better. Right? Why should I have to pay for it? It's clear that the reason why you're experiencing more physical pain is like Tosu says, because mitzdar bezer yoser mi bezer mishum shem mizgane. So now why are you caring about mizgane? Because you don't learn enough musar, right? So you think too much about what other people think of you, and you don't have enough self confidence, and you're worried about your impressions and your image. So you feel more physical pain. So I have to pay just because you didn't learn Musar? I'm going to pay for the physical pain that's because of the physical. When it's the physical cause for the physical pain, I'll pay for that. It's bad enough I have to pay for that. But the additional pain that's coming because you're Mizgana, that's not real, or that's even less real. Kamash malah. No. Chabura tachas chabura teaches me basically you have to pay for all pain. If the guy experiences this as physical pain, so then that has to be paid for. If, right, and how we evaluate it, we'll get there. That's the how much would it, you pay to get it or not to get it or the like. That's the chiddush. But the havamina would be, again, it's sort of coming off the point that we were saying before, which is that there's a very good sad not to say you have to pay pain at all. Even once we say you have to pay for pain, so we're going to try to isolate the pain that's purely physical and not isolate the emotional aspects that add to the physical pain. Now, there's a third pshat in the Nemuke Yosef. Over here, Laman of the base, it's also in the Tosa Rush, both b'shem the Rama. We don't have time to go into it now so much, but I'll just read it to you quickly. V'shtei b'nei Adam shechavlu zeh b'zeh, Ruvein asa l'shimon chabura, v'chazer shimon v'asa lo kviya, she'en b'chabura, karina bei kviya tachas kviya, v'yatsa zeh b'zeh, v'lo yishalim b'moser klom, v'hachli hader tani, chabura tachas chabura. If it just said kviya tachas kviya, I would think, if I gave you this, I gave you a kviya, and you gave me a kviya, and my kviya had a chabura, and yours didn't. So kviya tachas, yeah, we both got it, they cancel each other out. Kamash malan, no. Chabura tachas chabura, that you're chay. Sheyesh chiluk ben chabura, eichad lasa chabura. So l'chora, what's the shot in this kamash malan? This is removing the last vestigial remnant of ayin tachas ayin mamish. In other words, the hava mina was that, okay, it's true we already said it's mamo. And not only that, but even if he wants to say, I'm going to get my eye plucked out instead of paying for it, we don't let him, right? But still, if I gave my ayin, right? Ayin tachas ayin, I gave my ayin, or kviya tachas kviya, I gave it. I gave my kviya. We both have it, right? Just one has also chabura and one doesn't. But I paid my eye for an eye, or I paid my kviya kviya. So then I'm not going to have to pay anymore, right? When I didn't give my eye for an eye, when I didn't give my kviya for kviya, then I have to pay. But where I did give my kviya for kviya, so I shouldn't have to pay. Kamash malan, no. Kamash malan, that this is entirely moral. And therefore, if there is this differentiation, that too has to be accounted for. Oh, good. Alas, we're out of time. So tomorrow, we still don't get through half of what we're supposed to do. So tomorrow we'll have to start here at 3:15. It's not going to go on forever. My regular shir, I only... Yeshiva, it's only an hour and 20 minutes. So. shouldn't be more than that. They only have one Seder, so I don't know. Okay, very good. So it's really, again, you should keep on going on, because I know I'm going very slowly. What are we going to do tomorrow? So in terms of Heyafi Shaimin Amlei, that sugya, it's Kedai. I think it's helpful to read the Shita of the Betzis on that. We're really going to be focusing on Shitas Rashi and how we've answered the Gemara. Rashi is very fascinating. And of course, the sugya of the Rush you should see in the Rambam Parak Beis Halacha Tes and Yud. If you have a chance to, the tour and the Beis Yosef is very interesting. Okay. And but again, the Iker thing to do in that sugya is the Rambam and the Rush. That's what I'm spending most of our time on. The next thing that I want you to do is for tomorrow, hopefully we'll talk about it, is the Tsar that comes La'achar HaMaisa. And this is also Shaila for Boshes. A very interesting and important question, right? Do you only have to pay for Tzar and Boshes at the time of the Maisa or not? There's a Tosfos HaRash. If you have the fancier Tosfos HaRash on our sugya, it's a Dibur HaMaschil Rak. It's Dibur HaMaschil Ela Omdin. Or it's really a quote. So if you want to look it up inside, from the Tshuvas HaRash Klal Kof Aleph Simen Beis. So that's a very important Machom. And then we'll also talk about Shlomach Masamaka. So look at the Rashba on that. See the Rashbas on that. And then Umdina also. Tosis brings up the issue of Umdina. So Umdina we're going to spend a lot of time on. So that's Perek Beis of the Rambam, Halacha Yadala, Tesvav, and Tezayim. Okay. I said